Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A nationally prominent a cappella group, Street Corner Symphony, will be in Knoxville Saturday night. One member of the group has ties to Knoxville. Let's go in depth with John McLemore, formerly from Knoxville.
Well, John, how have you been?
Oh, man, I've been great. Been really busy.
Really busy? What have you been doing?
Well, I've been working with Street Corner Symphony quite a bit. We've been doing a few shows here and there and then working hard on our CD lately.
And you're coming to Knoxville?
Yes, sir. Coming on the 20th. I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
Let's start with a little bit of background. Tell people a little bit about your time in Knoxville.
Well, I was there just about 18 months. I worked with the Church of Christ there and was a part of the Knoxville New Kiwanis, and enjoyed getting involved in the community and just made a lot of really good friends during that time. And I played some music here and there, and so I'm really excited to kind of come home and share some of this music with you guys.
Well, and you have a deep background in music. Could you tell us about growing up in music?
Oh, sure. My dad's a musician, and he picks banjo. So I grew up listening to a lot of bluegrass music and sang in church growing up. And when I was about 15, I got in my first quartet, and I was kind of hooked. And then I started singing professionally around age 19. And been doing it ever since.
Amidst your gigs, I guess you would say, you became a minister.
Yeah, I got married and needed a real job. I needed to support my family, but my dad's a preacher also, and I grew up kind of being mentored by him in that way. So I was in the ministry for about 10 years.
Are you still practicing your ministry at all?
No, I would say not professionally. I've stepped down as of about 2 months ago, but I'm still the same person, and I help people out when I can.
Well, it's something that you can return to.
Yeah, definitely, and you don't have to be getting paid to do it. I try to help out any opportunity that I have.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John McLemore with Street Corner Symphony.
Tell us a little bit about the show, The Sing-Off. My family watched with great interest and indeed joy at the great success of your group, Street Corner Symphony.
Well, the show was amazing. Nothing like I expected. We got out there. We actually taped the show during the summer. And it was hard work. Really long hours. No days off. We were pretty much there for about a month. And every single day we were working all day long. I think we had actually one day off, but they made us go to Disneyland. And so that was not like a day off. But it was a great experience. I got to meet some really neat people. The best part of it was meeting all the other groups and just getting to spend time with other musicians who have the same passion for singing. And, of course, the exposure that we got from the show has just kind of launched our careers, so to speak. We're just really riding a wave from that right now. It's just wonderful.
Well, so the other artists that performed, y'all got along just fine? They were interesting and helpful folks?
Oh, yeah. There was, they kind of tried to put the show together to be a competition, but we were really not competitive against one another. We were very supportive of the other groups, and they were supportive of us, and we were always really sad when somebody had to go home. We just really got along well, and that was a just really the highlight of being on that show was that camaraderie.
Well, even with the group that won, your group took second place, and there was a whole lot of us around here that thought that your group was a little bit, they were great, but your group was a little bit better. Was that hard, that coming down to the last, to being a finalist in that?
Well, it's kind of a mixed feeling because I guess maybe our egos wanted to win, but it's actually worked out a lot better for us to be in second place because the winning group is tied to a record deal that I wouldn't say is one of the best record deals in favor of the artist. So we got the same exposure, but we have the freedom to kind of pick and choose what we do, and we have the freedom to put our CD together how we want and keep all the money. So it's a great position for us to be in. We're very happy that it worked out that way.
Well, now, I remember one night that was really fun to watch is when your group worked with Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun. He was kind of a strange guy, actually. He came out, I'm sure I'll be sharing this story in the show, but he came out and was looking for a place to put his chewing gum and couldn't find a garbage can, so he just stuck it on his microphone. And it was really strange. He also turned around before we sang, and he asked me if we were ready to get subversive, and I didn't even know what that meant. So we just kind of laughed, and it was just awkward. But that was my experience with Neil Diamond. But it was sure fun singing with him. He's a character.
So did you have a lot of time to interact with him? It doesn't sound like it.
No, actually, with Neil, we just got together for a rehearsal. So we spent maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, talking about the song, and we ran through it a few times, and then we just visited for just a minute, shook hands, said thank you, and that sort of thing, and that was pretty much it, maybe about a half hour with him.
Did you meet any other major artists?
Ben Folds. We met him because we sang with him on the show as well, and I've been a fan of his for many years, and so that was really neat. And we got to hang out with him quite a bit. He was a little more laid back and accessible. When we got home, we immediately did a show in Nashville, and we got to meet Alison Krauss. She came out and sang with us twice that night, and that was really a treat. I've also been a fan of hers for many years, and she apparently was a fan of ours and told the story of how she did a lot of voting for us for the show.
Well, Alison Krauss voting for you on the show, that is pretty cool. She's
it was amazing. She's so gracious and sweet. She actually told us she felt a little intimidated singing with us, which, again, was just crazy because she's got such a beautiful voice, but she was very gracious and kind. It was just a real treat.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John McLemore with Street Corner Symphony.
I think that would be a great tour, Street Corner Symphony with Alison Krauss. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I could go for that.
Do you think something like that's going to happen?
You know, it could. The trouble is, we're finding that from a business standpoint, it's not a great deal financially. The opening acts typically don't get paid very much. I think it's just the experience and getting to kind of put that on your resume. That's the real benefit of that. So we don't have many opportunities like that on the horizon because we're trying to make money.
Well, and how are you going about that? How are you trying to sell your work?
Well, we have a booking agent out of Nashville who is it's one of the largest booking agencies in the country, maybe in the world. It's really large, and they are pushing us pretty hard They're working really hard for us. We're also finishing up our CD right now that we're going to be distributing through, mostly through online outlets, but we'll have discs manufactured and everything. So we're going to be putting that out probably mid-September. And we've got a pretty good online presence, a lot of followers on Facebook. And I think really we're just trying to get through maybe this year, because things happened so fast for us that we had to learn a lot really quickly. And it's been a real challenge, but if we can make it through this year, I think it'll smooth out next year and we'll be able to be more strategic in what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, it must be an incredibly competitive industry. Lots of talent.
It sure is. And you really feel that when you're in Nashville, because there, everywhere you go, you meet musicians, and not just musicians, but incredibly talented musicians. And so you start to get it into perspective how many folks are trying to do this. And so when we, you know, think about the exposure that we got and the opportunities we have because of that, we do not take it for granted for a second, because we're really fortunate to be able to get out and put together some shows and you know, provide for our families through that. So we're just really grateful for that opportunity and trying to kind of make the most of it, you know.
Well, and you're going to be in Knoxville Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. So excited about that. I get a lot of flack from people down south. They keep thinking that I'm posting Knoxville, Tennessee. But I'm so excited to come do this show. It's going to be definitely my favorite show of the year, just because I have so many good friends there. And I remember the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis really supported me and my music. They would have me come play for them often, and were always so supportive and encouraging. And so I just had a wonderful time there, and I can't wait to come and share this this new music. It'd be new to them, and it's something, you know, it's a cappella music that I've been doing for a long time, so it's something I'm really passionate about, and it's just to be able to share that with people that I care about is very exciting.
Well, and there's still some tickets left.
Well, you know, you can get them at MidwestTix.com. Search for Street Corner Symphony. But I know that if there's some left, you know, you can get them at the door, which is what I'm hoping that a lot of people will end up doing if they don't sell out before the night of the show.
Well, yeah, we certainly want a sold-out performance for you.
Well, I have faith that the community will come out and support this event, you know, just because of some of the local businesses that are behind it, and maybe just a few people are waiting to get their tickets the night of the show, but I know it'll be a good crowd.
I wouldn't wait for the night of the show, but I hope they're sold out before then.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, John, any last thoughts that you'd like to share with the people in Knoxville, Marion County?
Well, just want you guys to know that I'm really excited about being there. It's going to be a fun show, a lot of fun, great time. And I just really thank you guys for bringing us up. And I hope a lot of people can come out and experience this. It'll be a great night.
Thanks to John McLemore for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard, bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.